The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Hear my teaching, O my people. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will declare the mysteries of ancient times. Amen.
Amen.
It seems like every profession I've ever been in, teaching and ministry, I've had those dreams of being ill-prepared. And sometimes those dreams came true. One such dream was about the first service as a deacon that I was going to get to do something. It was a Wednesday morning after my ordination, which was a glorious affair, and I just had to be over there by 6:30 in the morning to do what deacons do. I woke up at 6:25. Now, the service normally ran about a half an hour, so without showering but quickly dressing, I raced down here because I had to go teach after that, and I got here about 6:40. And the rector, Jack Eales, saw me coming, and he did this, like that. He smiled at me, and he goes, "We're ready to set the table." You know, when you have a nightmare that comes true, and then you discover that on the other end of the nightmare is someone who you trust and care about, and who obviously cares about you, say, "Hi, it's time to set the table." It helps, and maybe Bruce was here when that happened. Bruce was one of the regulars at 6:30. So today's gospel reading, if you will, is a parable, yes, but it may just be a nightmare, a bad dream, or an invitation to the church today to see how we're doing. How are we doing? Now, Matthew's community was split. It was Jewish, and it was newly arriving Gentiles. And so there was this kind of cultural, religious, tribal tension in the community. And Matthew's writing would suggest that it was becoming a Gentile community, and there was a sense of being rejected by the Jewish community. And so that, you have to put this kind of as a context. And Matthew's gospel is often broken down into five discourses. And the one that we're looking at today is from the Olivet discourse. It's the last of five. Did you get the number? Five. How many bridesmaids? Five. When you look at the genealogy of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, there are five women. Rachel wisely had a conversation with me in between the services. We use the word virgin as a way of saying perfect, pure. And that's really not what this is about. This is about being ready. This is about stepping up and not even knowing that that's what you're doing, that you are part of a larger, emerging vision of God than you could possibly know, but you step up. And if you look at those five women that are mentioned in Matthew's genealogy, Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, the wife of Uriah, aka Bathsheba, and the last one, Mary. Each one saying yes to a vision of the future that they may not have understood, but which they felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to be part of. And just go back and take a look at all five of those women, and you will see what courage it took for them to participate. So enough with the talk about virgins. Am I right? Matthew even calls this community the New Israel. And so we come to this reading from Joshua. And aren't those folks eager to serve? Aren't those folks eager to say yes, that they're going to serve the Lord their God and none of those other gods that actually their ancestors had served? And how does Joshua take their eagerness to serve? He goes, no, you're not. You're not going to do it. You're not capable. But they say, oh, yes, we are. Put us in, coach. And he says, yes, and you will be witnesses against yourself that the very thing you said you would do, you end up not doing. You can read the rest of the story and you can probably see that there were some problems with serving the Lord their God. Sometimes just understanding what it was that was needed. And so this gospel parable that Jesus tells described what was going on in the community of Matthew, but it also describes what's going on in the church today, and even larger in the world. The collect for the day is about, as we get ready for Advent, that Jesus is coming into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil. Notice that it doesn't say he's coming to destroy the devil. Notice that he doesn't say he's coming to destroy those who follow the devil. He says, the works. And what are the works of the devil? Well, lies, part of it. Violence and murder. And how does Jesus set about to do that? Every time I come up here to preach, this is what I see on the wall. The crucifix. I see Jesus on the cross. And I see that as, this is how God, in God's infinite wisdom, determined to destroy the works of the devil by revealing to us how we divide among ourselves, how violent we are with one another, how unkind we are. And so this parable that Jesus tells is about the state of the church. And guess what? The Lord of the state of this church looks an awful lot like the folks who put Jesus up on the cross. Lying, dividing, violent, betrayal. The Lord comes and says to those five foolish bridesmaids, I don't know you. Does that really sound to you like Jesus on the cross, who said, Father, forgive them? Does it really sound like the Jesus on the cross who embraced the thief next to him and said, today you will be with me in paradise? The Christian community is the light of the world. And each one of us carries that light out into the world every time we come here. And we get stoked up and we go, yes, I'm going to go out into the world to love and serve the Lord. And our little candles get filled up. And we walk out. And how many of you notice that it burns fast? That the love and mercy of God sometimes, long about Wednesday? And depending upon that person who's parked behind you, maybe even sooner, burns quickly. Jesus' word to the church in parable is not a nightmare. He wants us to live, but a warning of things to look for in our common life. There is a blessing about being part of this community of faith at St. Cross that I think sometimes we don't really fully appreciate. The work of the Holy Spirit in bringing all of you together and lighting your lights and sending you out into the world as people who have come together, even if briefly, to love and serve the Lord. And to go out into the world and to serve and love God imperfectly. And sometimes not even know that you're doing it. The next 2 weeks, you got more parables. And some of them are going to be hairy. Who's preaching the next 2 weeks?
2 weeks
from now. Oh, yeah, he's got a good one. Right? We come into this place to hear the stories of God, to realize that we're all called to be light in the world, and that our lamps are filled each and every time we come forward and reach up in humility to accept into ourselves the kingdom of heaven in bread and wine. Amen.